Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were all over the board today, with the wildest part coming from the soybeans. Soybeans had a 25-cent range today in the November and January contracts. Most of the rally and strength came in the front months, the November. There was some talk about mid-morning here that there's a processor or a crusher in Indiana that raised their bid by 13 cents. They went from 7 cents over January to 20 cents over January, and that was enough to spark a rally here. The thing that's kind of interesting is that if they're having a hard time getting beans right after harvest, what will the future look like? And then you have a market here in the beans that's inverted with the front months over the next month. So it's really painting a picture of we need to have the beans now. Long term, that's a bullish aspect, and that was part of the reason why the market rallied. Corn and wheat, both pretty quiet today. Corn closed unchanged in December at 421 and a quarter, and then wheat futures unchanged in Chicago wheat and down about 3 to 4 cents in Kansas City. Kansas City December was down 3.5 cents here at 713, and then the July of 14 was down a penny at 708. So really a weak picture here with planting moving along nicely, and then rainfall in the forecast puts pressure on that wheat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Everybody's still talking about the report tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., which will be that USDA production report, and then we'll have some ending stocks numbers or supply and demand on the world level. That's really going to drive things, and really the feature all day tomorrow. There's a little bit of talk about the RFS standards from the EPA in terms of ethanol possibly being announced tomorrow, but I haven't really seen any official confirmation on that. But if you look at what the estimates are on the USDA corn production and soybean production, corn, we're looking for just over 14 billion bushels with a yield of 158.9 and a harvested acres number of 88.09 million acres. Soybeans, 3.221 billion bushels produced total. Now that's a yield of 42.4 and a harvested acre number of just under 76 million acres. The big thing is that we increased the yield here for corn and soybeans both about a penny and a half in the soybean a bushel and a half in the soybeans and about 3.5 bushels on corn. Both of those are negative factors. And then we have ending stocks for corn. It looks like somewhere over 2 billion bushels. Last month we're at 1.855, so about 150 million bushel increase in there. Soybeans are looking for 172 million and wheat 519 million.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were down 35 cents at 131.67. November feeders were off 22 at 164.62. And December lean hogs were up 20 cents at 87.55. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was down 4 cents at 712.5. Chicago December corn down 3/4 at 420.5. And November soybeans were up 15¾ cents on the day at 1278¾. December cotton down 31 points on the day at 76.76 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.